weather and transport disruptions, Wednesday the 30th of January. It took me over an hour and a half to complete my 25-minute journey to work yesterday due to flooding and fallen trees. Being self-employed, it made little difference. But what's the situation when employees are unable to get to work because of adverse weather conditions? Firstly, there's no obligation to pay employees who fail to get to work or who arrive late due to inclement weather. It's an implied term of the contract of employment that the employee will turn up to work and that the employer will pay for the time spent working. If the employee can't get in, there's no obligation to pay, and withholding pay in these circumstances would not be an unlawful deduction from wages. However, if employees are having problems getting to work because of bad weather, the employer might want to make some sensible provision to help ease the disruption. If the employees live locally, then perhaps they could be encouraged to walk in, or perhaps work in a local office or work at home for the day. But if none of these alternatives are viable, employees should be given the option of taking holiday or making up the time missed at a later date. Of course, you're always at liberty to pay employees for the time off, and from a staff morale point of view, this may be the best bet for very short absences. Now, what happens if the employer has to close the office? This is a very different kettle of fish. This will technically be a temporary layoff, and the employer will be obliged to pay wages unless there's a contractual provision not to pay in the circumstances. And even then, there's a statutory guaranteed payment of just over £20 per day, subject to certain eligibility criteria. So what happens if an employee is injured on the way to work after being encouraged to come in? This is a difficult one. In normal circumstances, an employer would not be liable for accidents on the way to work. However, if the employer insisted that the employee came to work against all common sense or threatened them, then given the unequal bargaining position, then there may be a case against the employer. Therefore, any request to attend should be couched using best endeavours terminology. And if the employee is injured at work, for example, slipping on the premises, well, employers are obliged to provide a safe working environment and minimise any risks associated with ice and snow. Therefore, paths should be cleared or gritted, or perhaps areas temporarily closed, for example, external staircases. Finally, are there any minimum temperature rules employers should know about? The HSC provides guidance recommending a minimum temperature of 16 degrees Celsius for workplaces where the activity is mainly sedentary, for example offices, and 13 degrees Celsius where physical activity is required. But these are only recommendations. And just out of interest, any maximum temperature? No. For further information on transport disruptions and the weather, give me a call or email me. Thank you very much. This is Ian Pearson.